You're listening to the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, your source for in-depth interviews with the biggest names, brands, and personalities in golf. Our mission? To keep you informed and help you enjoy the game even more. And now, the owner and host of the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, Adam Fonseca.
All right, everyone, welcome back to the Golf Unfiltered Podcast. This is Adam. As always, you can follow us at Golf Unfiltered on social media. Be sure to send us an email, golfunfiltered@gmail.com. Today, I am here with Mr. Dan Edwards from the Hacker's Paradise. Dan, welcome.
Oh, thanks for having me, Adam.
Absolutely. And so, you know, this is the first time that you've been back to the show in a number of years. How long has it been?
I want to say it's 4 years. I think it was here for the 2016 show.
Yeah.
Things are already looking a little different.
Yep.
Different accommodations for us. Got quite a few guys here, which is always fun, always hectic, but I feel like today is the calm before the storm.
It really is, and just to kind of give some context to the listeners, we are currently in the media center in the Orlando Convention Center, and there's nobody here. We're literally the only ones here, and so I think this is the calm before the storm. You put it pretty accurately there. When we hit the show floor a little bit, a few minutes, we're going to see a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. Is there anything specific that you're looking forward to seeing?
Well, it's hard to say, being that it's Monday, you don't really know what's set up yet.
Right.
That's kind of the fun, that they're, as they're slowly unraveling and unwrapping the ideas they've created for this year, it's always very, very interesting to me to see what direction they went with. Obviously, in years past, we've seen some companies go crazy big. I mean,
right.
Callaway, I'm looking at you, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And then other companies just doing something totally different. So being that it's been 4 years now, I'm walking down there with an open mind as to, you know, what direction all these companies have gone in.
Yeah, and then we were just at the Tour Edge Media Day a little bit ago at Lake Nona. There were a ton of people there, and we already saw a sneak preview of a few new products, at least from the grip side, a couple of new shafts, and we actually left a little bit early before we got to see a few other things, but we actually got a sneak preview of ShotScope to a degree. I'm really interested in seeing what they got on the floor as well.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm allowed to say. I think it's just
a lot of fancy stuff we saw.
A lot of bleeping out in a podcast if I really dive into it. But we got a small demonstration of what they've got going on. It's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
It's certainly a new take on something that's been around for a while now.
Yeah.
In a very much more accessible way based on what we would traditionally be comfortable using while we're playing golf.
Yeah, definitely.
I really towed the line.
Yeah, you did. you did a good job. It's going to be exciting stuff too. I mean, we got a sneak preview there, but you know, once we get onto the show floor, we're going to see a lot of great stuff. We're going to see a lot of new stuff from products. But I think this is a unique year because a lot of this stuff has already been released, and so really, it's just a matter of seeing it for the first time up front.
Yeah. So when I was here in 2016, it wasn't long before when I came here where a lot of those releases were done at the show.
Right.
And then the golf industry kind of, it's almost like they wanted to get ahead of themselves by releasing all this stuff in the fall, late fall, and before Christmas time.
Right.
So the show used to be about what crazy thing do we get to learn about?
Yeah.
Well, now I feel like, it's certainly in 2016, and I'm sure it's continued on into this year, now it's more about, you know what we have coming.
Right.
Let's tell you all about it. Let's get a little flash going on it.
Mm-hmm.
And really engage with people so we can better tell the story, as obviously those who are here are, the goal is to tell the story for these companies for at least the first quarter, second quarter of 2020.
Yeah, and so, it's their job to get out in front of that story, because now with social media, I mean, obviously it's been around for a few years. I imagine that has a lot to do with the releases coming up earlier, you know. So, you know, it's funny because we actually get to see a lot of the new stuff, as you just mentioned. A few things have still been released this week. We just got word this morning, at least at 9 a.m., that Titleist came out with some new irons. We were joking a little bit, and you know, all good-natured, of course, of the stronger lofts on the clubs.
But strong release by Titleist is what should be. I'll take full credit for any articles that come out with a strong release for Titleist.
Yeah, definitely.
Significant lofts in those T400 irons, which
is
pretty wild for them.
Definitely, but I think that's where a lot of companies are going, and it's ultimately meant to help the average player. I mean, you're a strong player plus handicap yourself. I mean, do you see yourself fitting into a profile or that demographic to use stronger lofted clubs, or do you like something a little bit more traditional?
Yeah, so I like to have this conversation a lot with where I play golf. They all know what I do, and they know how in tune I am with all that, so I end up getting all their questions. And And I really enjoy it because at the end of the day, every golfer is different.
Yeah.
And we saw that with the most the second to latest release from Titleist, where they brought out an iron that's already existed, but in a stronger lofted profile.
Right. Yeah.
So you're seeing a sort of comprehension from the industry that, you know, we have these great design ideas, but people are starting to get more in tune with the way they want their flight to look once they actually get out there and start playing. Now, I'm an interesting story. Call me a strong golfer. It is based on handicap. I'm not here trying to toot my own horn, but at the end of the day, I actually have a fairly, I like to call my swing an anomaly because it doesn't really align with the more traditional profile. But what I do is I actually add a bit of loft I drive into the ball.
Right.
Historically speaking, when I was playing more of those tour style irons with the very weak lofts on them, I was basically ballooning the ball. People would say, well, you have a really high ball flight, but at the end of the day, I'm turning a 9-iron into a pitching wedge as I'm swinging it.
Interesting.
So for me, taking some of these more player category irons and just bending them strong has been a big benefit for me because now I'm still seeing that really strong peak height while adding a bunch of distance and reducing my spin.
Yeah.
So as I see some of these companies create this technology that says we can go with these stronger lofts and still get the solid launch benefits, for me, it's not a big story personally in my game, but when I look at all the golfers who I talk to at my course, my friends, trying to improve on their launch characteristics, at the end of the day, you want to find that right number in between, trying to get that 100-foot peak height kind of thing. And I feel like more often than not, as an average golfer talks about the flight they have, it seems to be all, well, I don't hit the ball high enough.
Right, right.
And maybe I spin the ball a little bit too much. But all this technology coming out, we've got these stronger lofted heads, which is going to effectively reduce the spin a bit.
Right.
Plus, you have all this technology built in it that's supposed to support launch without really increasing spin.
Yeah.
So I think at the end of the day, we're getting into a sweet spot in golf, certainly iron technology,
right,
where you're able to create this perfect flight without being at the cost of something that could very potentially destroy the effectiveness of a golf swing.
And that's definitely what you want to avoid, is you don't want to compromise too much. You still want to be able to score. You still want to be able to see the peak height that you were mentioning. And I think what you just mentioned really, you know, plays credence to the fact that maybe there isn't a specific bucket or demographic that these players can fit into. I mean, brands are making equipment for every type of golfer, and there's just a lot of gray area now and overlap between these demographics.
Yeah, and it's a good segue into, you are going to be experiencing a new set of irons this year that's certainly going to be different for you. And
definitely.
Anyone who does follow it knows that you and JB from THP had a pretty entertaining bet going on, which puts now UHX into your bag, which is a very similar story to what we're talking about.
Okay.
Great launch profile, hugely forgiving based on the whatever you call it, the construction
sure,
of the club.
Sure. Yeah, true.
But you're not getting ballooned flight, even though they're designed to support launch.
Right, and I'm a guy that hits it a little bit too high at times. You know, I've been known to flip at it, Dan, every so often, and so I definitely...
Don't we all?
Yeah, right. But yeah, you're right. I will have a new set of irons going into next season. I mean, I'm not playing a lot of golf right now in Chicagoland. I mean, you're from Ohio, and so you know we have similar weather right now. But it is a full 70 degrees warmer here in Orlando, which is...
Maybe not today.
Maybe not today. It is a little chilly today, a little brisk. But you're right. I mean, I think it's a great way to get a look at what all this new tech can do. A lot more forgiveness. You know, obviously, as a guy that's played cavity backs and muscle backs my entire life, I mean, this is going to be a different feel for me. And listeners, as well as those in THP, you're going to be able to see all that on both Golf Unfiltered and the Hacker's Paradise. So
you're moving in from a combo set of Strixon irons.
I am.
The 785s and 7...
And the Z-Forged.
And yeah, the Z-Forged, combo. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So pretty...
It's going to be different.
Pretty strong set of irons there. But now you're looking at something that potentially can launch a bit lower for you, which is obviously something you want.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, we're not all robots that hit the center of the face. So those shots that you're kind of moving away from that, this is, I think, the big story for 2020. And some people might say it's the year of ...
Right.
I think this kind of iron, this is kind of the year for it.
Yeah.
far as the last 5 years goes. It's something I experienced last year being at some of the OEMs and hitting the balls. There is a distinct difference nowadays between what these companies can offer to different golfers. So if you're struggling with high spin, if you're struggling with accuracy left to right, I think 2020 is a year where consumers can go out and really get picky
as
it relates to the ball that they want to play. Mm-hmm. And I know there's one big release coming that is really going to rattle some cages on that end. But, I mean, we already have so many options out there that are looking very good.
Yeah, a lot of golfers are going to be happy this year in that regard, too. So one more question for you, and again, thanks for hopping on.
Sure.
So I know you've been to the show a few years. We're about to go onto the show floor. If there had to be one product that you are most interested in seeing or learning more about face-to-face, what would that be?
Wow.
That's a big put-you-on-the-spot question there.
I mean, we got a whole show floor full of incredible stuff. The one thing, and it does fall back onto the irons, it's more of an iron type.
Okay.
And we are seeing hollow body player profile irons become a pretty prevalent conversation when it comes to iron selection. And it's something that's always fascinated me. I mean, obviously, PXG came out with their irons at a relatively strong cost. And ever since that time, we had TaylorMade come out with P790 at a much more suitable price.
Yeah.
And now we're seeing companies like Cleveland UHX and the KingForge Tech from Cobra.
Right.
We're seeing so many more offerings in that style profile. They're really refining the things that matter for me, like sound, spin, launch. I want to take a much deeper dive and maybe really drill into the heads of some of these guys who've created these things and say, how far can we take this?
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, I have a swing that certainly makes playing a player MB or a player CB viable, but I've always been in the belief that you should play the club that is most forgiving, that you can tolerate and enjoy playing.
Yeah.
And I think this hollow body irons, that next thing that's just going to be huge for golfers who maybe aren't so much willing to move into the big technological bumps in iron play, but still want that look when they go down to the bag and say, those look mean.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, folks, listeners, that's Canada Dan on the THP Forum as well as on Twitter and social. Thanks for coming by. And listeners, we'll be right back after this short break with another guest. All right, listeners, we are back. And this time we are with another THPer, Mr. Jeremy Dick. He is JD Talks on the forums as well as on social, correct? That's the same handle you got there too?
Yes, it is.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so this is the first year that you have come to the PGA Merchandise Show. It's got to be an exciting experience, even so far, I mean, being Monday morning.
It is very exciting. I've been looking forward to it for a long time, following it on the forums. And being here is quite different so far. We haven't made it to the floor just yet.
Right.
So, yeah.
How's the media center look? That's essentially what you see.
It's empty right now.
Yeah, definitely. It's wide open right now,
but
folks.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And so the reason we wanted to talk right now is because you haven't had the chance to see the floor. I mean, this is, I've been here a few years. The others that are with us have been here as well. What impression do you have in your mind right now of what this is going to look like? Because you've heard a lot about it, but you've not actually seen it yet.
So when people would ask me when I was coming, they're like, well, what's it like? What is it?
Yeah.
You know? And the easiest thing for me to relate to would be like the auto show in Detroit was like a big thing for a long time. So I'm like, it's the auto show of golf. It's the new equipment. It's on display, these big elaborate booths and people everywhere, so that's like the vision I have in my mind.
It's going to be pretty close to that, I'd imagine, and we've been joking around too that there's a lot of steps that are going to be taken. We actually have a contest being run right now about how many steps will be taken, but it is just a completely massive floor. There's going to be all the elaborate booths that you just described. It's going to be pretty similar to what I imagine you've seen in the auto show as well. But as far as what you're expecting to see as a consumer and as a strong player yourself, a past winner of the THP Championship, for example, what are some of the things that you're excited to see from a product standpoint?
Definitely excited to check out the new drivers. Mm-hmm. As always, every year, that's always an exciting release. And there's some putters that have caught my attention as of late.
Yeah.
That I really am interested in learning more about.
Yeah, definitely. Now, you're a strong player, as I mentioned. You are a fan of Cobra itself.
I am.
Yeah, and
yes.
So they've got a lot of great stuff coming out that I know you already know about. But as we just talked to our friend Dan, he had mentioned that there are a lot of other brands releasing similar looking equipment, similar performing equipment. Do you feel that that's a good thing for a consumer like yourself, give you more options, or is that something that, you know, maybe is a little confusing for consumers when they don't, which one should I go with?
I always think the choices are better for everybody. Mm-hmm. Not every look fits everybody's eye.
Good point.
So whether it's the sound, the look, whatever, options are good. Yes, I'm a fan of Cobra, and
yeah.
I do think that they have the best looking hollow body out right now,
yeah.
in my mind. But again, options are good.
Yeah, options are good. And we're going to see a lot of them out there. I mean, we're going to have the chance to talk to all the biggest names at all the biggest brands out there, as well as a lot of smaller brands. And so, you know, obviously there's not just the equipment, but there's also the apparel side of things. From a smaller brand perspective, is that something that you gravitate towards? You like the indie brands, or do you try to stay a little bit more towards the tried and true brands that everyone knows?
I stand towards the tried and true brands.
Do you?
More.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I don't go towards the smaller brands much. They're typically a little higher in the price point range that I like to gravitate towards. So.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, and it's a good show for the indie brands as well, for the independent sides, because not only do we get to see all the big tried and true that we're both fans of, but this really helps out the smaller brands too. Yeah. There's going to be so many people down there. It's just a lot of eyeballs for these up and coming brands. And I think you'll see just a distinct difference, not only in booth size, but also one of the similarities is just the energy that every brand brings to this. Everyone is super excited to be here and to meet people like yourself and all of us. And so I imagine it's going to be an extremely exciting time for you as a first timer here. Get ready to keep up with all the walking that we're going to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But as far as if there's one specific product itself that you are most interested in looking at, what would that be?
Ooh. I think it's going to be the putter still.
Yeah, still.
Yeah, the putter, yeah. The new Callaway triple track has got some eyeballs questioning what it looks like in person.
Mm-hmm.
The three lines on the top are, trying to think of the word here. I'm struggling for
interesting
it,
though.
Yeah, it's something different, and you're either going to like it or you're not.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm interested in seeing that.
We're going to get a close-up look. You're going to have a chance to roll a few, I'm sure, at the Callaway booth. And folks, once again, this is Mr. Jeremy Dick. He is JD Talks on the forum. We're going to be, the people who have never been here are going to be seeing this through your eyes. So stay tuned to the thread as well as we get there.